uporabnik tega operacijskega sistema, se pravi vsak človek, ki ima pri nas mobitel, bo dobil sporočilo.
Vsak izmed nas tako del problema, kot del rešitve.
Krizni štab Radia Študent, komentatorji za kritične razmere.
Uživajte, dokler lahko.
During this corona crisis, we have of course kept a close eye on how business lobby groups are responding, and we've identified quite a few examples of groups that repackage their old demands and try to make it fit the current crisis. So what we see is that many industries try to push through their demands with a story on how it is linked to the corona crisis, while in many cases it is not. So one example is, for instance, the car industry. They have been very worried about higher standards on CO2 emissions from cars, and they are pushing pretty hard at the moment to have new rules, more effective rules, be postponed into the future. And what we ask ourselves is whether this is at all justified in the current situation. And in our view, it is not. It is. We feel it's one of many examples of an industry that misuses the current unhappy situation that we're all in to push through demands that are really completely unrelated and irrelevant, you could say. Another example could be the plastics industry. There's been a long battle in Brussels over the use of single-use plastics. And once again, we see the plastics industry try to postpone the date when we're supposed to stop using single-use plastics at the level that we do at the moment. And again, how is that at all linked to the current crisis? We believe it's not. So, I mean, industries are using the current weaknesses and the sense of desperation or crisis in the political system to achieve particular benefits. And it's really across the board. One example of a more comprehensive demand is the move of Business Europe. Business Europe is the association of European employers. At a very early stage of the crisis, they suggested that in a quite general manner, regulations or rules that affect businesses should be softened, so that we should generally see a more lax approach to the regulation of businesses in times of crisis than in normal times. And there really is no, I mean, while the authorities are in some ways battered, or you would see the health authorities be very vigilant and very, very busy and strung up, that does not mean that the ability to regulate businesses or the need to regulate businesses is any less than during normal times. I'd say that from the examples we have at the moment, there's a pretty clear image emerging. Two things are the most prominent tactics. One is that postponement is the order of the day. Many lobbyists' first demands are to have particular political decisions be postponed, or the phase-in of new legislation be postponed. One example is the current European strategy on sustainable agriculture. We've seen agribusiness groups successfully lobby and have the so-called farm-to-fork strategy be postponed. It's already been postponed twice. So that's the first postponement. The second one is about climate change. Many will know that in December, the European Commission presented a European strategy called the European Green Deal, which is supposed to help the European Union meet its emission targets under the Paris Agreement, and it's supposed to put us on track towards a carbon-free future in 2050. That strategy, the European Green Deal, is the prime target of a very high number of lobby groups. Some of them would argue that this or that would have to be postponed. Others are more ambitious. Others take out single elements of the strategy and propose that they're dropped entirely. For instance, the airlines industry. The airlines industry has argued that the taxes, the new tax measures that are supposed to limit our inclination to fly a lot, that those tax measures should be dropped for an unforeseeable future, that there should be a moratorium on taxation. So, I mean, if you put all the pieces together, it's not small issues that are on the table at the moment. There is a campaign at the moment to drive back European initiatives that could lead us to a greener future, and we believe that we should take that challenge very seriously, because in times of crisis, there are always opportunities for well-organized groups such as the corporate lobby groups in Brussels, and we'd like to make sure that they don't have it that way.
Uporabnik tega operacijskega sistema, se pravi vsak človek, ki ima pri nas mobitel, bo dobil sporočilo.
Vsak izmed nas tako del problema, kot del rešitve.
Krizni štab Radia Študent. Komentatorji za kritične razmere.
Uživajte, dokler lahko.